In his annual report to Congress, Director of National Intelligence Mike McConnell told the Senate Intelligence Committee that al-Qaeda remains the preeminent terror threat facing the United States, both home and abroad.
Despite our successes over the years, the group has retained or regenerated key elements of its capability, including its top leadership, operational lieutenants, and a de facto safe haven, as was mentioned by the chairman, in the Pakistani border area with Afghanistan.
McConnell said al-Qaeda's affiliates, particularly al-Qaeda in Iraq, pose a significant regional threat.
We are increasingly concerned that even as coalition forces inflict significant damage on al-Qaeda inside Iraq, they may deploy resources to mount attacks outside that country.
McConnell also expressed concerns about weapons of mass destruction. He noted that a national intelligence estimate released last year concluded that Iran halted its nuclear weapons program in response to international pressure, but continues to enrich uranium.
Therefore, remain concerned about Iran as a potential nuclear weapons threat. The earliest possible date Iran could technically be capable of producing enough fissile material for a weapon is late 2009, but we judge that to be unlikely.
The National Intelligence Director questioned North Korea's commitment to the six-party agreement on nuclear disarmament, noting that Pyongyang missed a December 31st deadline to declare all its nuclear programs.
While Pyongyang denies a program for uranium enrichment, and they deny their proliferation activities, we believe North Korea continues to engage in both. We remain uncertain about Kim Jong-il's commitment to full denuclearization, as he promised in the six-party agreement.
McConnell also cited the potential for cyber attacks on U.S. information systems as worrisome. He expressed concern about increases in military spending and military modernization by Russia and China.
If present trends continue, the global development of counter-space capabilities continues, Russia and China will have an increasing ability to target U.S. military and intelligence satellites and command control systems in the future.
On the issue of Cuba, McConnell predicted little political instability if the ailing President Fidel Castro should die, at least in the short term.
We assess the political situation in Cuba probably will remain stable during at least the initial months following Fidel Castro's death. Policy missteps or the mishandling of a crisis by the leadership could lead to political instability, raising the risk of mass migration.
Besides Admiral McConnell, several other top intelligence officials appeared before the committee, including the director of the Central Intelligence Agency, Michael Hayden. Hayden confirmed that the CIA used the extreme interrogation technique known as waterboarding on three detainees following the September 11, 2001 attacks on New York and Washington.
We used it against these three high-value detainees because of the circumstances of the time. Very critical to those circumstances was the belief that additional catastrophic attacks against the homeland were imminent.
Hayden said waterboarding has not been used for almost 5 years, but remains a tool for CIA interrogators. He said its future use would require the consent of the president and legal approval from the attorney general. Critics say waterboarding, which induces the feeling of imminent drowning, amounts to torture. Deborah Tate, VOA News, Capitol Hill.